You've got mail.
And yes, I do. Here we go. Good morning, Russ. George Zimmerman arrested again for domestic dispute. During the Trayvon trial, the defense lawyers focused on Trayvon's past to help acquit Zimmerman. I wonder how the trial would have ended if they focused on Zimmerman's violent past, present, and presumable future the way they did Trayvon. Yuku, good point. Because they had all that there. This man had been arrested for, what, punching his dad one time?
Getting into it with the police.
And obviously, right. Domestic abuse. And here's the shocking news. How does Zimmerman get a girlfriend?
Wow.
The same thing with O.J. Simpson.
Right.
You got women.
There's women who love people like that.
Yeah, people are into that.
And the controversy.
But what I'm hearing in this story is this is not only his girlfriend, but she's pregnant.
Is the baby his, though?
He had time. But this dude is a nut job.
Yep.
He's nuts. Always threatening with a weapon.
Always.
You know, his ex-wife, like, there was like, he had a gun. He was brandishing a gun. And next thing you go, there's no gun.
I'm waiting for a judge to step in and take that right away from him. I mean, with all these run-ins with the law and all of them involving a weapon, right. They can do that.
Yep.
This is crazy. Hey, Russ and crew, I saw something that made me disappointed in our youth today. It's sad when harming a person is fun. The knockout game, punching and knocking out any random person off guard, young or old, or fun. But young people, what happens when your homeboy brags about knocking out somebody and that somebody turns out to be your mother, father, or little sister or brother or your grandparent? When do the parents, schools, and police step in and correct this behavior? We are so quick to post fights and bad behavior, pass up on posts when kids are doing the right thing. Whatever happened, it takes a village to raise a child. To you, young mother, stop thinking your child can do no wrong, and please try to find out the problem first before wanting to curse somebody and fight the person accusing your child of doing wrong. SMH, it is time for a change. Start being parents and not a friend with children. When children are grown up, and you can be their best friend, but while they're young, they need a mother, a father to raise them, not a homie. Taya Love, 76. That's a good point.
That's a corny game. Look.
You sneaking somebody?
But what's fun about that?
And I think recently somebody died from that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they've been doing it to homeless people, right. Random people off the street.
That's ridiculous. All right, Stephen Lynn writes, I know I'm not exactly pro-black in my emails, but I read something today at lunch which actually made me angry about what was said about blacks. In today's newspapers, the Associated Press wrote about how the best man Holiday almost beat Thor for the weekend by saying how most black movies lately often surpass expectations as if there's some kind of shock that blacks can make and or star in a good movie. 35 and Taken was a great movie, not just because Russ is a great director or that it starred blacks, but because it was a good movie for black, white, or any culture. I'm tired of Hollywood acting like a movie with blacks that makes a lot of money is surprised, but when white movies do it, it's expected. The movie voted the greatest of all time is Ben-Hur. Ask the average black person under 40 years old, have they ever heard of or seen Ben-Hur? And I guarantee you the answer is no, but we've all seen Friday, Bad Boys, I'm Gonna Get You Sucker, Boys in the Hood, and Coming to America, all great black movies. F some Ben-Hur. I'm waiting for Russ to become a household name when it comes to movies like Michael Bay, Tyler Perry, or Steven Spielberg. Hey, Steven, thank you. That's very nice for you to say. And I understand you're trying to defend a position here. But a lot of those movies that you mentioned are targeting African Americans. Mm-hmm. That's the market you're going after. You know, you want everybody else to join the party.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if they don't, you know, that's where you're going.
Well, you'll fall real short if you miss your target demo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
But Ben-Hur is a classic. I don't care what age. Anybody should see that.
Ben-Hur. I saw a porno called that.
Oh, somebody should.
Yeah.
Okay, I made that up. But anyway, Stephen, I appreciate what, you know, your sentiments there. But, you know, at the same time is that, you know, it's about green. And, a Morris Chestnut said here on the show the other day. He says, man, Hollywood isn't really racist.
Yeah.
It isn't. And I've been saying the exact same thing that he said.
Right.
It's not about black and white. It's about green now.
Green.
And if the consumer, supply and demand, if the consumer doesn't want to go see, you know, a Best Man Holiday, then you're not going to get another one.
No.
It's that simple. Okay. But I'm glad that movie's doing well because that really helps a lot of movies that are targeted at certain audiences. Mm-hmm. But we like to have everybody included. We like everybody to come on board, though. It's going to help.